Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord, it's just like fire, fire, fire. Shut up in my bones. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the only true and living supreme God there is, Yahweh God, the Ancient of Days, the great I Am. You are tuned into this fire gospel experience. And beloved, now is the time to let our minds, bodies, and souls be refreshed and renewed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And of course, His precious and beautiful Son, our Savior, Prince of Peace, wonderful Counselor, and Messiah, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life to come. And He's blessing us right here on this earth. Yes, He is. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. Praise the Lord again and again to each one of you beautiful souls listening to this fire gospel experience broadcast. I'm your purpose and power driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Yes. Because, listen, God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Psalm 107 and verse 21, where we read the psalmist is declaring all the wonderful works that God does toward the children of man. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that God's goodness reigns on the just and the unjust. It is for this reason, y'all, that we all on the whole earth are to give God praise, honor, and glory to our Creator God. Yet, we know that everyone doesn't give God praise, and many don't care to even believe in Him. So, we who are the people of God must live in ways that honor God, and then hopefully we will influence others to do the same. Blessings, blessings, blessings to each and every one of you. We are in for a wonderful, exceptional Fire the Gospel Experience broadcast at this very weekend, October the 23rd, Saturday. For the last few days and up until this present day, there is this wonderful event, the 2021 Spin Awards. This is the only award showcase event in the whole country that recognizes and awards us who are gospel internet radio hosts, radio personalities, and it is an awesome event. Unfortunately, yours truly is not able to attend this year. I did attend last year, 2020 Spin Awards. I was nominated for award and blessed to be nominated again this year for Best Internet Radio Personality and Host. So I am honored nonetheless already just to receive such a great nomination from my peers and for those of us that are in this field of broadcasting. We will bring to you a sense of this Spin Awards celebration right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I have some special guests that are going to be joining me that are participating in the 2021 Spin Awards as we speak at this present time. We have scheduled to come in and conversate with us, testify with us, woman of God, radio personality Nina Taylor, gospel artist Richie Irby, and internet gospel Bible theologist, woman of God, Darashay Zorn is here to bless us with her wisdom, knowledge. That's Dr. Desiree Zorn, as well as man of God, gospel artist, Terrell Simon, man of God, gospel artist, Samuel Brown Jr., and woman of God, Jacqueline Clark, are just some of the anticipated guests that are here to be joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience as we celebrate 2021 Spin Awards. All of us hardworking gospel artists that are laboring in this field to just collaborate with gospel artists, ministers, preachers, teachers, so that we can fulfill our calling in God when He said, go ye into Jerusalem and Judea and to the Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's what we're doing right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So we are in for a wonderful, wonderful time. And I just want you to call a family member. I want you to call a friend, a coworker. Call somebody that's in your spirit right now so that we can just honor God with just due praises and encourage one another in the most holy faith. Father God, Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, God, we thank you and we can't thank you enough for being over our lives and caring for us in such wonderful ways. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse right now. That's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Hallelujah.
God's calling me his masterpiece. But I'm a master's trying to masterpiece, a sensei, a feng shui, and catastrophe. So don't try to throw my past on me. God knew I wasn't perfect, but he's calling me his masterpiece. He's calling you his masterpiece. Calling you his masterpiece, yeah. He knew you wasn't perfect, but he said that we were worth it. And he's calling us his masterpiece, yeah. Like Da Vinci with his Mona Lisa, even the finished product has his missing features. Ain't always easy on the eye, but beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Listen, wait, you were uniquely and wonderfully made by your amazing grace, oh Lord. Every blemish that was made was beautiful, cause he made you so raw. But he made you perfect in his image. God's calling me his masterpiece. I'm a master, trying to masterpiece, sensei, feng shui, and catastrophe. Don't try to throw my past on me. God knew I wasn't perfect, but he's calling me his masterpiece, yeah. And he's calling you his masterpiece. He's calling you his masterpiece. He knew he wasn't perfect, but he said that we were worth it. And he's calling us his masterpiece. Calling, 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 calling us a masterpiece. This is what they do. Ooh. They gave you a price tag that wasn't yours, but he paid a price for you that we can't afford. So with every brush stroke and every line of his pen, we were drawn to this great stuff. We were painted in no love. We were drawn in this great step, we were painted in no Lord. God calling you his masterpiece. I'm a master's trying to masterpiece, a sensei, a feng shui, and catastrophe. Don't try to throw my past on me. God knew I wasn't perfect, but he's calling me his masterpiece. He's calling you his masterpiece. Calling you his masterpiece, yeah. He knew he wasn't perfect, but he said that we were worth it. And he's calling us his masterpiece.
Yes, yes, dear God, you are calling us, your children, to be that wonderful, wonderful masterpiece. Sounds of man of God letting us know there is a masterpiece in our lives. Michael Jovan is kicking off this 2021 Spin Award celebration on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Here is Woman of God, who is the founder and hardworking Woman of God over there that is facilitating that Fire Gospel Experience broadcast through the 2021 Spin Awards. Yes, indeed, we're doing it just like that, talking about Woman of God, menstrual appointed. Yeah, she's a ceremonial Woman of God, hardworking facilitator for those Spin Awards, as well as gospel artist in her own right. Here she is singing her latest gospel presentation, talking about God,
I just want a heart. I just want you to give me a heart that is pleased by you and blessed by you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord, it is all about giving me a heart of God. I just am so grateful to our God for being so wonderful, for being so gracious, for being such a loving and kind and blessed God Almighty. Thank you, woman of God. Mr. Appointed, I know you're working hard on those spin awards, and we certainly appreciate you so much for the hard work that you do. Amen. It is certainly my pleasure now to introduce to you all a hardworking woman of God in the gospel music industry, a woman of God that takes no short for what she does. She is blessed and has accomplished so many wonderful things. It is certainly my pleasure to have her here to just share with us briefly her experiences and what she does, her accomplishments and how God has blessed her, as well as the event that is going on right now that we are highlighting on this Fire Gospel Experience, talking about the 2021 Spin Awards that are going on right now. And what a wonderful time. I know they are. I certainly just hate the fact that I'm not here to bless them and be a part of what they are doing. But you know what? I am just blessed to be here with each and every one of you all right here, right now on this Fire Gospel Experience. Woman of God, Verrill Howard, works as life coach, Christian counselor, and as a chaplain. She has studied, studied University of Mexico, University of District of Columbia. She studied for her doctorate in life coach, Christian counseling, as well as chaplain at Heart Bible International University. She is faith management and talent casting and branding, marketing, and corporation company. Certainly my pleasure to have with us on this Fire Gospel Experience, Woman of God, Apostle Vero Howard is here to bless us and share with us wisdom from God. Amen, amen, and amen goes right there. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Bless you for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience.
Thank you so much for having me, Ron. I am just grateful to God for any opportunity to interview or for anybody to be interested in what's inside of me, what God has imparted in me. And I'm just grateful for God, you know, for his wisdom, because none of this was done by my own understanding or my own mindset or my own wisdom, my own know-how. It's all been the voice of the Lord that's been directing me and leading me in all the accolades that you just read on my bio. So I'm grateful to be here with you today.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you, it is a pleasure for us and an honor to have you here, because you have achieved so many wonderful plateaus of success and accomplishment. And if you don't mind, can you share with us some of the basic spiritual principles that you have found that you knew were main ingredients to your success? Share with us those spiritual principles that kept you moving upward and onward for our Lord Jesus.
Well, my company is called Faith Management and Talent Casting. So it was based on, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When God gave me Hebrews 11:6, when God gave me the company, I had just walked away from a career in the medical and scientific field. And I pretty much did not know what I was going to do. You know, I studied to be a doctor. I went to school and science. And so when the Lord called me out of all of that into having my own entertainment business, it really required dimensions of faith that I had never, ever, ever tapped into before. So that's one of the principles.
Wow.
Another one would be trust the Lord with your own heart and lean not to your own understanding, because trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I'm out of Proverbs, because a lot of times there are things that I would question. And things didn't look like they were going to come to pass, or things are totally different from what God may have spoken to me, but it might not have been a manifestation of the time for it to happen, or it might have looked like it wasn't going to go the way that God said it was going to go. And so I had to trust him and just believe the words that he spoke into my spirit, regardless of what it looked like in the natural. I couldn't trust what I was seeing in the natural. I had to trust what I was seeing in the spirit and what God had dropped in my spirit. So that's another principle. Then another one I would say is Matthew 6:33, which is seek thee first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we get distracted from seeking God first, then we can very easily be plucked out of the foundational sand that he has placed us in, or principles that he has placed us in. I don't even want to say sand, because sand is unstable. The foundational principles that he has placed us in, you know, we can become distracted when we don't seek him. So I don't seek man. I don't seek money. I don't seek woman. I don't seek children. I don't seek, you know, I try to seek what the voice of the Lord is saying. And when he says something to me, then all those other things will attach itself to the word that he has spoken. And so that's another very important principle for me, is to seek him in all that I do. And I could just go on and on with that, but I just wanted to give you a few of them.
Amen. Well, you know what? It doesn't have to be lengthy when it comes to sharing the undeniable principles that keeps God people standing, regardless of what some may call the odds against us, or how we might be in a minority. The Bible declares, and it's so true, that if God Almighty is for us, he is more than the whole world against us. Now, you have been attending the 2021 Spin Awards, and can you share with us a little bit about what that experience is like?
Well, it's been awesome. And for those who don't know about the Spin Awards is a platform that gives independent artists an opportunity to shine in front of many radio announcers, as well as it gives radio announcers or radio stations that are internet an opportunity to shine and blossom, and a place of connection, all type of media here. So the awards recognize great people in radio. A Thursday night, they had dope women in radio. It recognizes the work of all these announcers, and then it gives the opportunity for workshops. They have branding, marketing workshops, things to help the artist as well as the announcer take their ministry to another level. And then they have the ultimate award show, which is tonight. And I'm excited to be a part of that. Yesterday I was the host of her VIP luncheon for media, and tonight I will be doing the opening prayer and actually receiving an award. So I'm very, very excited about the award and everything else, and looking forward to it. So it's a great, great, great award show. There is none other like it because it emphasizes, as I said, internet radio and independent artists, and gives people a platform. So it's a great, great award show. Now, I've heard people say last night that they're coming back. They come every year. It's been in existence now for 5 years by Minstrel Appointed, Dr. Wanda. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's going to be in existence many, many, many more years.
I know that's right. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that and continuing to be a part of it, because it is a phenomenal event. Yes, indeed, it really is. Now, woman of God, I also know, like you said, that you're involved with management. Would you like to just share information about how you can reach, in case there's some hardworking, anointed gospel artist or group or musician out there that may be in need of your management services to help them fulfill their calling in God?
Well, I'm right now, unfortunately, I'm not picking up any new artists. I've been doing this for a long time. I have artists that right now God has entrusted me with to try to take their ministries to another level. But I'm not only managing, I'm also doing casting. I'm a casting director for one of the number one TV shows on WeTV UMC All Black TV Network, which is owned by Bob Johnson, who used to own BET. The show is called Double Cross. We're in our third season. We're number one. And I'm also working with some...
Wow.
Yes, I'm grateful for that. And also working with some additional film producers. So my emphasis now is more on television and film. So the artists that I have, that I do represent, we're all in that film and TV mode. So Dietrich Haddon, I've been working with him. Yes, I've been working with Pastor Dietrich Haddon for over 30 albums. And, of course, he is a film director. He's editing a project, his Blessed and Cursed 2, right now as we speak, which will be coming out soon. And then I actually casted another one of my artists I represent, Jokia Williams, and her husband in the up-and-coming TV series Double Cross. So you'll see that soon. It airs in 2022 in the new season. And then, I manage Titus Showers, that awesome singer Titus Showers. He was number one on Billboard this year. It's going to be all right. And Jokia was actually number one on Billboard as well. And I got groups like that I'm working with. I have a group that my heart goes out to because they've been in Bermuda, and I was about to take them on a new tour in 2020, but the COVID shut us down, and they had just come off a number one hit called Victory. That was the group from Bermuda named Last Call, but they haven't been able to be in the States and do anything, which hurts me. So I'm praying to God that we'll get an opportunity to really embark on their ministry and pick it back up, and that they don't lose any time or anything, and God does a quick work with them, because they were number one on Billboard for 10 weeks before COVID. We're just praying that we can get them back around. So that's pretty much what I have been doing. I'm also with Faith Star Radio myself, where Regina Showers Gordon is the CEO of Faith Star, and I have a TV show. I mean, it's just a lot God is doing right now.
Yes, he is.
But I'm, Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm modeling. I just got back from Paris and Italy and modeling in Fashion Week. Who does that? You know, nobody
amen.
But God
amen.
Can do that. Yeah, nobody
amen.
But God, because I'm not 20 years old and I'm not a size 0, 2, and 4. And the women will know what I mean by that. So anything above a 6 is plus size. So I'm a plus size model, modeling professionally now. So I'm grateful to God.
Amen. Well, bless God, because that is such an honor. And wow, all we can say, woman of God, is keep on keeping on, keep doing what you're doing. The favor of God is on you. And I believe that you are one of those souls that believe in sharing the blessings that God has blessed you with. So we are happy to have you join us just for this short time, just to say hello and to share your words of wisdom and just let us know that God is still in the blessing business, and we had no doubt about that. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, woman of God.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate your perseverance. I am here at the award show and just excited. I'm grateful to what God put in Menstrual, pulling everybody together.
Yes.
And just awesome, awesome woman of God. And she has no clue how big this is going to get, because people love her spirit and they just, you know, want to support. So just keep your eyes out for the Spin Awards tonight. We will be in Buford. I think it's called Silver Theater, but we'll be in Buford tonight, 7 p.m. You can still get your tickets. Go to spinawards.com. With respect to staying in touch with me, listen, I live on Facebook and my Instagram. That is Apostle Verl, V-E-R-Y-L, Howard. You can just go there, and it's a lot going on my Instagram and Facebook, Apostle Verl Howard. And, again, thank you, Ron, for having me. I'm going to jump back in. You know what, Ron? I'm going to bed. I'm going to get me some rest, because I know I'm going to be out all night long at
all
this
Spin
Award. So I'm going to sleep.
Amen.
Thank you for
amen.
Having me, and thank your listening audience for chiming in.
Amen. Well, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Go to get you some rest, woman of God. Thank you for joining us. We pray God will continue to bless you, cover you, keep you for all those good things that he has in store for you in your future. He's going to continue to bless you, and we bless you in Jesus. Thank you, woman of God.
Thank you for having me.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Woman of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are taking you to the 2021 Spin Awards right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You best believe you know how we roll. We're going to give God his just due praise. We're going to honor God. We're going to lift him up. And we are going to inspire you in every which way that we possibly can. Here's Gospel Group, Agape Music Group. Let you know that, Lord, we just want to get closer to you. And there's no better place to be than closer to God. Hallelujah. Yes.
Draw me close to you, closer to you. 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 There is joy here, closer to you. There is peace here. Would you draw me close? Know that if I seek you, I'ma always find you. Said that you were near to those who call on you in truth. Well, I'm calling and I'm looking, looking for you. I see you in the rain and feel you in the sunlight. I hear you in the wind and see you in my children's eyes. I'm still looking, and I'm still needing so much more. Draw me close to you, closer to you. 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 and my heart invites it always. Make me more aware of you, so I can see you in everything. Yeah. I see you in the rain, feel you in the sunlight. I hear you in the wind, see you in my children's eyes. But I'm still looking, I'm still needing so much more. Oh, would you draw me close to you? Closer to you. Draw me close to you. Closer to you. Draw me close to you. Closer to you. Draw me close to you. Closer to you. There is joy here.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, 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 indeed, Fire the Gospel Experience. We are here broadcasting with our 2021 Spin Award Showcase, bringing to you individuals that have been associated with gospel music in so many different ways, whether they are radio, TV, personality hosts, whether they are gospel artists, spoken word artists, facilitators, musicians, whatever place in this particular ministry of gospel music, gospel presentation, they are here sharing just in part. My next special guest is a woman of God that has been involved in radio, television, broadcasting for many, many seasons now, and she is here with us now to just celebrate with us and tell us about the great and wonderful things that God is doing in her life, as well as giving us words of encouragement. So without any further ado, radio personality, woman of God, Nina Taylor is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, woman
How
of
are
God,
you, sir?
Nina Taylor, for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well, woman of God. Why don't you just go ahead and tell us about yourself and then share whatever words of wisdom that you would like to share with us from all of the events that have taken place in your life. And then why don't you share with us about this wonderful 2021 Spin Award celebration that's going on this weekend.
Okay. Again, I'm Nina Taylor. I started in the radio as a junior in college and an HBCU in Ohio. After the internship was concluded, the station actually wanted me to stay on. So I did not return for my senior year. I just stayed and worked. I was taking classes at The Ohio State University. So I did eventually graduate. I just started taking classes at other schools. So I did graduate, but at that moment when they made the opportunity, I said, I got to stay. I mean, this is actually what I'm doing, is trying to get a job, right? So they offered a job. So I stayed. I was 19 years old. My mom and dad weren't very happy about it, but I felt like I had to do what I had to do. I said, this is why I'm going to school, to get this job. They're offering me this job. Now it's like somebody who gets drafted to the NBA who's playing basketball in college. You know,
they made
the offer, so I'll see y'all, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. So then I started out in R&B. I stayed at that station actually for 3 years. And then I decided, because, you know, I had always been told, you know, by my instructors that don't get, you know, caught into the old, I'm black, so I can only do black radio. So I ventured off and did some other genres just to, you know, to learn. I started doing some television in, you know, part-time and doing other stuff and just kind of trying to grow, you know, in the craft. So in 1997, they started a very first gospel station in Ohio, and I was actually called. I was working at a hip-hop, the first hip-hop station in Ohio, and they actually called me, and they said, you know, we're having trouble. They said the owners decided to change the format to 24-hour contemporary gospel, and nobody knows anything about gospel, so everybody has quit. I said, you're kidding. You know, I was like, wow, that's really not a good reason to quit, I don't think. You know, in my mind, I thought, you know, why are you leaving? So I was actually recruited to come and work at that station. And, you know, I was delighted. You know, they made a very nice offer, and so I left. I came and worked there, and I had stayed in gospel since 1997. So that's really how it got started. Well, and since, you know, I started in 1989. So in 2000, I believe it was 2008, I said, you know what, I need to take a break from this. So I kind of just kind of took a break. The station had been sold in 2006 and changed the format to classic classic oldies, you know, like the Beatles and Elvis and crazy stuff, you know. So I wasn't happy about it, but, you know, again, it was a job. I stayed as long as I could, which was 2 years, and then I decided to take a break from radio altogether. Well, fast forward about 4 years, I said, you know what, you know, I kind of missed it. So I started back by working with artists. I was working with artists, actually, that whole time. I wanted to do other things in the music industry besides radio. So I started working with artists, and I was doing some booking and some promotions and doing some management. And one of the artists had to actually fly to the West Coast, and we had already set up an interview for him with a station in Texas. So he couldn't do it, so he said, you know, why don't you do it for me? You know how to do this stuff, because I had worked with them on teaching them how to actually do interviews. So I said, okay, yeah, because you got to go. So I called the station. They said, yeah, that's fine. You know, you do the interview. So I did the interview. And then the guy was like, you know, you're pretty good at this. You know, I want you to come back. I want to talk about you. So I came back 2 weeks later, and we talked about me. The owner of the station said, wow, you know, I really like her. I need her to, you know, to work here, you know.
That's a blessing.
He called me back, and I spoke with the owner, and they said, you know, we need you here at this station. So I said, well, what am I going to do, you know, because obviously you already have someone on afternoons, which is what I work, you know. So he said, we want you to kind of like be on the station all the time. So I want you to do some news, and, you know, I just want you to be, I just want your voice on the station all the time. So I came up with the gospel news. Because the station at the time, it was a gospel station. So I came up with the gospel news. And initially, it was a lot longer. You know, it was a lot more detail than I was doing, because I was on the station all day. And from there, another station called me, actually from California, and said, you know, I heard your news, and I actually would like to have it on my station as well. He said, it's kind of long. I said, yeah, because, you know, it's for that station, and we're doing some other stuff. So he said, can you, you know, kind of trim it down, you know, something, you know, the same thing, but just shorter. So I said, okay, how's 5 minutes? So I trimmed it down, and I began to send it out. And after that, I thought, wow, you know, if it's good enough to be on the radio here in Texas, and then somebody in California and Los Angeles wants it, you know, maybe, you know, I'm you know, should kind of branch off into some other stuff. So I began to send it out, and every place I sent it, they actually said, oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. I want it on this station. So within like a month, I went from two stations to 25 and then 50. And I remember when I reached 100. I remember when I reached 200. I was just so very happy. I remember when I reached 300 and 400. You know, I'm on 500 stations. And then I got contacted by a station in Canada. So I began to take it out of the country. So then I'm on stations in Canada, and then I went into Europe and Africa, just started going other places. And just recently, I just started in Australia and also Nassau, Bahamas. So
that's the way it happens. You know, people will hear it, and they actually contacted me. I no longer even market the new segment, because once you're on military radio and once you're on all these other syndicated shows, I'm on Rejoice. I mean, you just name it. It's everywhere.
Amen.
I said last night at the Spin Awards pre-show, that it's more than 2,000 stations. I mean, we actually can't even keep up with how many individual stations. You know, we can only estimate that it's around 2,000 or more.
Amen.
So
Amen.
There you go.
Well, that's an amazing accomplishment. We give God all the praise, because we know that God will give us the increase that we desire. So that is amazing. We congratulate you on all your success, Lady Nina Taylor. Why don't you share with us words of wisdom that have helped you find the success that you did? Is there a particular scripture verse, or is there just something that brings to your mind right now about how God has just kept you and gave you this wonderful increase?
Well, it's all been just an absolute blessing. 3 years ago, someone asked me, did I actually have a show? And I said, well, yeah, you know, I'm on this station and that station. But they wanted to run my show, which caused me to start to make my own show that would run on other stations, which is the one that is syndicated now on more than 85 stations around the country, and also in Europe and also Canada, which has been such a blessing. But I think, you know, I talked to a lot of people, say, oh, I'm having trouble getting a job. I said, you can't get a job. Why don't you make a job? Make a job, you know. Pray about it, and he will provide the increase to you. You'll see. You know what I mean? You have to step out on faith. You can't just sit around and wait for somebody to knock on the door and hand you anything. You have to step out on faith and do things yourself sometimes. You know what I mean? And just trust God to lead you in the right direction and which way you're supposed to go with it. And that is one of the things I do. I also do consulting now with artists and you know, musicians, and people who are starting radio stations. I serve as music director for 5 stations now.
My home station. That's wonderful.
So that's the thing. It's you have to, sometimes you just got to step out there and just have that kind of faith and just do it. You can't sit around waiting for anything to drop in your lap. And that's what I've never done.
Right.
And that's the way it has to be. And when you have that kind of faith, you'll see how things will just grow and grow and start to come to you.
Amen. Amen. Well, listeners, you heard it from a woman of God that has been blessed with phenomenal increase. If you listen to her, I believe what the scripture says, Lady Nina, that God is not a respecter of person. If he is willing to bless one person as they obey and do God's will, remember, that's the key to being blessed, obedience to God's will, being submissive, not getting carried away with ourselves, thinking that, look at what I've done. No, it's always God doing the blessings for us. So, woman of God, we appreciate you so much. Is there a contact number in case there's somebody that may have a kingdom collaboration in mind? And if you'd like to share your social media contact where my listeners can continue to follow you and support you, feel free to do so.
Well, absolutely. You can go to my website. I have connections to all my social media there, my email, even my phone number. It's at msninataylor.com. Everything is there.
Amen. Well, that is wonderful. She is my friend. She is my sister in Christ. She is doing phenomenal work in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, woman of God, you enjoy yourself at that 2021 Spin Awards for me, since I'm not there, but I want you to just enjoy yourself, get your praise on, and you all celebrate our Lord, our God, our awesome Savior, for the wonderful work that each one of you all are doing. It's a good thing to have fellowship together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Nina Taylor was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, she was. Didn't I hear? Amen. Giving us good and godly wisdom, as well as some good godly motivation. That's what we're all about right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You best believe it. And we're not through yet. We have some other artists. We have some other amazing people of God coming up to the platform that's going to bless us. Like, for instance,
this young man right here, you talking about a stylish man. You talking about a man of God that has rhythm, that has the gift of creativity. Here he is right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. None other than Samuel Miracle Brown. I want you to know this brother has really, really got it going on.
Whatever I want, I got it, cause God got it. Whatever you need, you can have it, cause God got it. Don't let your heart be dismayed. Wipe your tears from your eyes, don't be afraid. Come on and trust Him.
Evidence of things not seen. If you know His name, stamp it on your green. I heard the measure of a man is shown through how many feet he has sown in the name of the Holy Spirit. Say you born again, so you can still be acting the same. Can't expect something to change if you never switch the game. Realize you're second in your lane, but the one who leads the train is the Almighty. So gain your confidence and take a stand. It's time for you to stick to the plan. I know it's hard, but understand that you can't fathom how we sent His Son to die for all these sins. That's how we begin on a narrow path leading to heaven. It's time that you start to believe, cause once you do, I know you'll see that even rain is meant for glee. Because this holy water sprinkling down to turn your mustard seed into the highest, strongest tree of life. Lord, I know I need your might. Lord, I know this not my fight. Lord, don't trust in you tonight.
I want
to do something bright.
I got my head to see God. Wipe your tears from your eyes, don't be afraid. Lord, you said in your word that you would pour me out a blessing. You would pour me out a blessing. Lord, you said in your word that you would pour me
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Wislop Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jerry Royce Live over there at that awesome Positive Power 21 Christian Media, one of my greatest and one of my very first kingdom collaborators that syndicates this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you so much, man of God. Doing awesome work. You already know you're anointed by God. Amen, amen. Sounds of Samuel Miracle Brown letting us know that you are a miracle. And wait till you hear this young man's testimony. I promise you, he is a walking, living miracle. He's on the way. He's coming up to the microphone as soon as he can get through the crowds over there at that
2021 Spin Awards. They over there fellowshipping in the precious name of Jesus. All my hardworking collaborators in this radio, television, media ministry. Amen. Goes right there. But until he's able to get here, here's man of God that will be joining us shortly too, talking about Terrell T-Rex Simon, wanting us to let God shine in our lives.
Shine in the midst of my trials. Shine when I'm going through my struggles. Sometimes I think I can't take any more weight. I might even bend, but I won't break. Cause when I pick my head up, I find the strength to get up. Then I'm back in the race. I keep fighting, I push, I grind. Cause I know God will give me what's mine. And if I get knocked down, I'll rise. Yeah. And no matter how hard this world gets, see, I won't ever let it change who I am. No, no. When the day breaks, be shining every second that I'm awake. I'll be on the grind, I'll be giving life, breaking through these walls of pain. I keep fighting, I push, I grind, cause I know God will give me what's mine. And if I get knocked down, I'll rise. Yeah. And no matter how hard this world gets, see, I won't ever let it change who I am.
The whole world looking mad heartless. In my wildest, I never would've thought this. Lord, I need a break. What's it gonna take? Gotta be strong even in your heartbreak. So I'm challenging one and all to partake. And let your light shine brighter than the sun. Let the enemy know we won't be outdone, no. I wanna live a good life with my good light shining over everybody in the good fight, yeah. We gotta pick it up and not pick it apart. We gotta see to it that everybody's coming to get their heart blessed. The whole world need it to shine high beaming. So roll with the team, this where we conquer demons. And you don't get the see me sweat, cause I'ma shine through it all, baby, never forget.
Shine, Lord, please shine your beautiful, precious light on us. Amen. Goes right there. Sounds of man of God. Terrell, T-Rex Simon is in the house, y'all. He's doing it big. We're looking forward to that young man coming to the stage and blessing us with his words of wisdom and whatever else the good Lord has put in his spirit to share with us. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, where we're giving you encouraging words so that you can be uplifted in your spirit. We are giving our praise on as usual, and the Word of God shares with us from the 107th Psalm in verse 21 will be our reading for our inspiration. And it simply says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. We give thanks to God, yes we do, for all of his goodness. Yes, yes, I promise you, we have learned, beloved, to give thanks in our praise and worship to God in heaven above, because it is true that he sees us from where he is, way up there in the great beyond, and looks upon us with his grace and with his loving, tender mercy. Aren't you glad about that? Aren't you glad to know that no matter what is going on, we're not like those unbelievers, those individuals that have no help, that have no hope. Our God is right there. Now, it's true, some will say, how and why do you give thanks to God when the world is going to hell in a handbasket with so much pain, misery, and suffering from so many souls, even around the whole world? Well, it's because even in all the devastations across the globe, we still see the grace of God through the eyes of our faith. That in spite of all of this world's calamities and woes, we know that God is still in control, even when chaos and disorder seems to reign. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Now, some would tend to think that if God were good, as we say, and his mercy endures forever, as we believe, that there would be an end to these horrors that we hear on the news broadcast, that God would just miraculously step in and prevent those things that cause us pain. That's like coming to a movie late when so much has already previously happened and you've already missed it, been unaware of the past circumstances. Yeah, we want God to come into our personal lives and in our neighborhood, cities, states, countries, and worlds when God has placed all the dominion in the power and the hands of us, his created beings. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Genesis 1:26. So what we suffer in this world is not the fault of God, but we as his caretakers of this earth that he made for us and all that is upon the earth are the ones that are responsible. And we know God, and we know God has given our lives to him to use as his holy chosen vessels. See, the invisible hands of God moving, and in our lives, we have the faith to see these things. John 20:29 says, Jesus saith unto him, talking to Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Many will call us foolish for our beliefs that God reigns regardless of the circumstances on earth. They are the ones that require sight and faith about this great God of ours. Yet we know that God's time isn't like our time. So we give God praise knowing this, that his will be done. 2 Peter 3:8 says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And then ultimately, we give God praise for his great deliverance and the saving of our souls. Psalms 107:2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath delivered from the hand of the enemy, where once we were blind and now we see. We were yoked and bound in sin and now we are set free. So we will give thanks to our God for all his goodness and his mercy that endures through many, many generations. Hallelujah and amen goes right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, giving you some good godly inspiration. Amen. Because we need it so much in our world. We need it everywhere we go, don't we? You all know that's true. Amen. Here's woman of God, Terry Carroll, letting us know that when we can give God our just due praise, it just blesses our soul, and we just make us to be the happiest people on the earth. Come on, woman of God. Let us hear about what it means to be happy in Jesus. Yes.
Hello, I am Apostle Designate Minister John E. Roth creator and host of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my song will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station.
I'm not afraid.
our praise on. That's what we do. Amen. Goes right there. Yes, Lord. Come on, Apostle Designate John E. Ross. Getting our praise on right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You already know. We are happy and blessed to bring you this time of inspiration, of spiritual refreshment, of meditation on this Fire Gospel Experience. This is the Word Up segment, where you gifted and anointed people that have poetic vibes running all through your veins and Holy Spirit God fashioning words together like a orchestra and a conductor sharing with us those words that bring healing, encouragement, and enlightenment to our very souls for our Word of Inspiration through the medium of recorded inspiration is my dear sister in Christ, spoken word artist, as well as broadcaster herself on her own wonderful broadcast, is my dear sister from way back seasons ago when we collaborated way back on other platforms in the past. But she's here now to share a fresh anointed word, speaking on Spot Check. Woman of God, Carolyn Michelle, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Come on, Woman of God.
Spot Check. That quick once over to inspect, correct, and try to perfect my imperfection. A shift, pull, tug, or cover-up was in play for those sections that needed to be hidden. And I ain't talking only about what could be seen in a mirror. Hell, that reflection, muddled and heavily soiled by the lies broadcast that I chose to own. So much so I disowned my birthright and labeled it inferior. The lies that defined what value should look like and be, value that never belonged to me because I had no clue I was what I sought. But since I bought the vision of less being more, I inadvertently waged a war during peacetime, increasing the time I wandered in darkness, looking for the cure from my captor. After signing myself up for certain death on the day of the rapture, see, I had become their captor while being unaware I wasn't free. This is why I sought solutions from the same source who imprisoned me by occupying space in my mind. Turns out being blind was my choice. I was no victim. I chose to deny the calling within my soul for answers that lay well beneath the surface. I determined what my curse is. When I cursed my creator by choosing to try on suggestions for wholeness from fragmented man and fragmented lands, wielding deceptive plans and an agenda that needed the needy, greedy, lost, impatient, and excitedly distracted. The ones who reenacted chaos. Because it's easy, even though the expected results kept them queasy and broken. The lost have become tokens to be played by the puppet master who sit and marvel at disaster that pay dividends while each day we become closer to an end we don't want to own. So back then, as I stood in front of that mirror, all I could do was spot check. I allowed my eyes to scan and memorize every inch of me that didn't fit their mold. Of course, I was never told they didn't even fit the mold they sold me. There was no label disclaiming to buyers after purchase you chip away pieces of your identity and soul. That you'll step from your pedestal as royalty and diminish the very value of your melanin. See, they knew before you, you are black gold. Because I am his and he is me, I met the bottom in these lands. And at the bottom, I raised my hand to be helped from the pit I'd chosen, only to be met with judgment and silence. As my mental reel replayed the violence of my declarations of self-hate, I guess I deserved this fate, as it was a part of my purchase. So maybe I should lay and wallow. Then my soul, called by a gentle whisper, reminding me there's more than one path to follow. Daughter, you raised one hand, but will you raise both? The voice asked of me. This was the first time I realized I wasn't free, but could be, because I am his, and he is me. Just as I chose to stand before a mirror and pick which parts of me were worthy of scrutiny, I could choose to take in the glory of his creation, all of me. The second time I stood before that mirror, I knew I was not alone,
because I had chosen to take the walk with him. I chose to ask his solutions and blocked off outside offers. So this time, as my eyes scanned my naked body from head to toe, I was amazed how distorted the first time was. I was flawed perfection, and the most beautiful parts were the sections deemed unsalvageable before. It's amazing how choosing to look through the lens of God cures self-hate and delusions of grandeur. It's just that simple. When he is the first choice with no room for alternatives, hopelessness will fade. In being dedicated to the hardest work one can ever do, the inside work, your reward is the ultimate source and resource coming to your aid. The lies that we play in our minds eventually become the truth we live and dress up to disguise our pain. Insane, but true when we lose connection to our God identity. When I reconnected to her, then he and I could vibe again. It's never easy with God as my best friend, but neither is the latter. And since my soul is all that matters, I'm all in.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All in. We just want to be all in, Lord God. If you would just help us to do that, I promise you we will just hang on with everything that we got. Amen. It goes right there. Didn't I tell y'all that that woman of God was awesome and inspirational word? I feel so much better already. I think I'm just going to run a little further for Jesus. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, woman of God, Terrell and Michelle. Looking forward to having that young woman on live on this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast. Until then, I want y'all to do like she did. If you're so busy like most of us are, I want you to go ahead and use your cell phone recorder and then get you some nice soft music in the background and share that 3 to 5 minute inspiring word from God that's been breathed on and anointed by him personally. Talking about Holy Spirit God. And then I want you to send that bad boy to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com so I can put it in the library, and then you can be a blessing even if you're not here. And then I'll be sure and send you the archive, and that way you can share it with all of your people, family, and let God use you in tremendous ways. I'm blessed to have these awesome two men of God that are here right now at the Spin Awards, talking about the 2021 Spin Awards, which we are bringing you this 2021 Spin Awards showcase, because we're not there, but we're there in spirit. So I'm just happy to introduce, you've already heard their music, talking about Samuel Brown Jr., also known as the Miracle Man. You're talking about a well-dressed brother looking like James Brown up in the house. And then, of course, my good brother, Terrell T-Rex Simon is here. Thank you, you awesome man of God, for joining me on this Fire Gospel Experience. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Amen. Welcome, good brothers. Welcome to this Fire Gospel Experience platform. How are you brothers doing?
Amen.
I'm doing
amen.
Good.
Hey, man. That's a great introduction. Amen. I am doing well.
Well, listen, Terrell, I have to give this man of God a great introduction, because the last time he was here, boy, he cut loose and he pulled out his preacher hat and then he just went to town. Amen. So listen, man of God, Samuel Miracle Brown, why don't you give us a brief introduction, and then Terrell, T-Rex Simon, why don't you follow man of God Samuel Brown Jr. with an introduction of your own. Come on, Brother Samuel.
Man, Ron, it's a privilege and an honor to be on the Fire Experience today, and I am so excited, as always, what God is doing in my life, and also to be amongst Mr. T-Rex Simon. T-Rex, I've seen a lot of his stuff, and I've seen him do his thing, so I'm privileged and humbled to be on this platform with you guys. I am a minister. I am a songwriter, a producer. I own Billionaire Minds Music record label. We have a tremendous Bible Land TV show that's airing on Roku, and we just got picked up with the major station. So I am just excited what God is doing in my life.
Congratulations.
They call me the walking melody. Yes, thank you. A walking melody, which is my wife says I'm always singing. God is always putting songs in my heart and melodies in my heart. And I can't stop because the miracles that God did in my So I am so excited to be here, man. And you just keep on doing what you're doing. And may God bless
Amen.
You. I've had you in my prayers also, and I just thank God
thank
for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I receive all of that. Come on, Brother T-Rex. Tell us a little bit about Man of God, gospel artist Terrell Simon.
Oh, wow. Hard to say, so much to, you know, to say, but I'm happy to be in Atlanta, the Spin Awards, presenting tonight, performing my record, The Storm is a Ministry, on tonight.
We got a new
album out called The Package, and y'all know we call it R&G, a genre I made up, you know, years and years and years ago called Rhythm and Gospel.
Yeah.
And just my little spin on, you know, gospel and hip hop and everything all together. So big up to, you know, all the folks that's doing the R&G, and happy to be here with you, man. You know, happy
Amen.
To be here.
Amen.
Been in the business about 20 years now. Started out with, you know, in
Woo.
The hip-hop field, managing Life Jennings, working with Neo and Wyclef and John Legend and just a bunch of guys in the business. And I decided, you know, I wanted to do my own music, and I couldn't do nothing but sing for God.
So we
got music out there. I got my new album just dropped. It's called The Package. So, you know, you
it's
guys
hot.
Go and check it out.
Yeah, yeah. It's hot, y'all. It's hot. We're going to be playing some music, man. We got you, good brother. We're going to let y'all hang out with us here for a minute. You talking about you've been in the business for about 20 years. You ain't nothing but about 30. Hot. What, you started in the business when you was 10? Lord,
10 years old?
I'm above 40. I'm above 40. I know I look 21, but I'm over 40.
Hey, man, let me tell you
Can't
something.
Get the exact age, but I'm over 40.
Oh, man, let me tell you something, brother. I will be 61 years old. I am not ashamed in no way, shape, or form. I get 10 years to my credit most of the time when people see me. So it ain't no shame in living long and still retaining our youth. To me, Brother Samuel going to say amen to this. That is evidence. When you have Holy Spirit God in you, he preserves our youth. That's what the Bible says. Don't y'all know that there was a man of God that Caleb, he swung a battle axe at the age of 80 years old on the front line. I said, Lord, just give me some of that strength. Amen. So listen, man of God, it's a pleasure to have y'all here. That's the truth. That's the truth. Tell him, Brother Samuel, that Holy Spirit God running through us will preserve our youth, preserve our strength, and keep us going so that we can complete all of our days. Come on, man of God,
Amen.
Samuel. I'm going to let
you
say the word.
You won't look like what you went through, you know, black don't crack.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I know,
Amen. Man of God, bring us a word. Bring us a word, man of God, Samuel.
Yeah, I can attest to what you're saying, man, because it is a blessing to be amongst the land of the living. And You know that you're called and you're chosen when God has a work for you to do, a mighty work, when the enemy keeps trying to take your life. And that's kind of my story, how you know, I had a rare fungus disease that was eating my brain, and God healed me of that. When antibiotics didn't do anything, when the doctors told me I wouldn't live, I would die in my sleep.
See that?
He began
Amen,
working
brother.
Me, and he did the impossible. And ever since then, I've been running for him. I've been... you know, running for him. And then even most recently with COVID, I was in the hospital 11 days, and they knew
Jesus.
I wasn't going to make it. They just kept saying, you're not going to make it. I'm like, you're really telling me that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, people in your situation, people that have all your health problems, you're not going to make it. COVID is rampant. We don't know what to do with COVID. And that was just my time to show out my faith. You know, God just dealt with me, and I really relied on him. I didn't have my wife. I didn't have anybody. My wife was in the hospital at the same time with COVID. So I had to strictly rely on Jesus and the faith of God. So I am so excited about when you say, hey, you're 61, that is a blessing. And when you say you're over 40, that is truly a blessing, because we don't have to be here. You know, God can find somebody else to use, but he chose us to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for it. Yes, I thank him.
Hey, amen. Amen. Well, we thank you, man of God. I'm going to play this song right here so that the people can know that you are a miracle. You are not only talk the talk, man of God, but you walk the walk. And then we're going to come back with man of God, Terrell T-Rex Simon, going to share some inspirational wisdom. And we're going to keep playing this music because these are some brothers that's down for Jesus. I'm talking about down by law and grace.
Amen. God amazing. Ain't God amazing, praise him. Ain't God amazing. Walk into my blessing. Walk into my blessing. Walk into my blessing. Walk into my blessing. I'm gonna fall
into
you, if I wasn't saved already and I knew it was some cool people like that, Dr. Samuel Brown Jr. just doing it like that, oh my God, I would follow you just to know that you've got to have something going on right there, right there. Man, that's hot. That's hot. That's hot. Come on, T-Rex, wasn't that hot? Now?
Yeah.
That man is a walking
got me shaking.
Look, he got melodies just running all through him. It just pour out of him like a faucet. Man of God, that is awesome, awesome music right there. That is amazing.
All the glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
All the glory to God. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. Honor to whom honor is due. And God has chosen vessels. And we want you to get these flowers so that you can smell them now that you are anointed vessel of God. And I will say the very, very same thing to you, man of God. T-Rex Simon, man of God, share with us a word of wisdom, man, so I can blow up some more of your music.
Yeah.
Come on, T-Rex.
Who, me?
Where you at, bro?
I'm talking me. Oh, my turn.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, you know, my word of wisdom right now is the song that I have out right now, and it's called The Storm is a Ministry. And you just got to know that your trials and your tribulations did not come to kill you. They did not come to destroy you, but they came to make you better. The same thing that the devil thought he was going to use to destroy you, God will turn around and use that thing and bless you. So know on today that your storms and your trials don't come to break you down, but they come to build you up. They come to make you better. And know on today that your storm is your ministry.
Amen. Wonderful. I received that.
Amen.
I received that. Listen, what I would like for you all to do is to just share with us this 2020 Spin Awards. What does it mean to you? And tell us a little bit about how it just is, I'm sure, got to be reinvigorating you all's ministry. Come on, T-Rex, and then man of God, Samuel Brown.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your Spin Award experience.
Since I'm talking, I'm going to keep talking. Minstrel, big up to Minstrel. She's appointed. I love her to death. She's been my friend for years. And I've been coming to the Spin Awards since she started. And I had just started putting out music, have a record out called God Made Us in His Image. And she's been supporting me from day one. And it just means a lot to me because I think that, and as an artist, I'm going to be here. We wouldn't be artists if it wasn't for you guys. If you guys didn't have gospel DJs out here getting our music out, especially as independent artists, you know, nobody would hear us. So it's important that we celebrate and award you guys for everything that you're doing, because without y'all, there will be no us. And from going to the Spin Awards, I've been able to meet Griff. And just yesterday, Erica Campbell and Mary and Griff and all of them, because of the Spin Awards, Griff Holston got a chance to hear my music, and they've been sharing my music out there in L.A. on the station with everybody. So big up to Minstrel appointed. And I think it's important to Spin Awards. We got to appreciate the people that's playing our music.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless you. We thank you. It's all about kingdom collaboration. So thank you, man of God. We receive those accolades and your appreciation just like we appreciate you. Man of God, Samuel Brown, tell us about your Spin Award experience and what it means to you.
Wow. I am a new kid on the block, so last year was my first year, and I just really wanted to support and come out and kind of just rub elbows with people in the industry last year. And, you know, I thank God for the production that he's given me to just move on up in, in the gospel realm. But the Spin Awards means a lot because, like, people like you and Minstrel and Jay Williams and different people that I know and respect, you guys can get acknowledged for what you do. And, you know, it takes a lot to deal with us artists asking why we ain't getting all the fans we need. But you guys do it, you know, and I appreciate that, you know. A lot of times you have to be straight up with people and say, hey, bro, that ain't hit. But, you know, keep trying, you know.
That's right. That's
that God can continue to meditate in your spirit and get you something. But I just thank God for it. And especially this year, last year, Minstrel, she really did say, well, next year, I promise you, Miracle, you will be on this, on the show as far as ministering. So I thank her for keeping her word this year. And we got a very nice ministry set up for tonight. So I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll be doing the number one hit called Calibration and Like a Boss. And I just thank God for it, man. But, yeah, the Spin Awards is off the chain.
Amen, amen. Listen, man of God, we appreciate you all. Y'all are anointed to do what y'all are doing. Y'all are called. Y'all are gifted. And God is breathing on y'all at this very moment to give y'all new life and a refreshment in y'all spirit so that y'all can keep on keeping on through all of your days, even those senior years when most people would have gave up and quit talking about I'm too old. Y'all are here. Y'all are feeling y'all second and third winds kicking in and knowing that God is still using you for a lifetime. Brother Samuel, share with us any contact information in case there's someone out there that wants you to come to their event, as well as your social media contact so that my listeners can follow you on social media and then where your music can be downloaded.
Yes. Music is available. I think I'm up to 9 albums in 2 years. So the music is there and it's available on all digital music platforms. You guys can go to Samuel Brown Jr., I think that's the certified artist. And also you can go to Miracle and look on any of the media platforms. Also, if you want to go to our website, it's SamuelMiracleBrown.com. And if you can't remember that, go to BillionaireMinds.com. It'll ring right back to us. So looking forward to going out and ministering. God has given us a lot of material so that we can go out in the byways and highways,
right,
like Mom and them used to say, and minister to people and get them saved. So that's SamuelMiracleBrown.com.
Amen. Man of God, come on, Terrell, T-Rex, Simon. Share with us booking information, because somebody's going to want you to come to their event, as well as all your social media contacts, and then where your music can be downloaded, because it's anointed, I promise you.
Instagram is at King RNG T-Rex, KingRNGTREX, my Instagram. Or you can just go right to my website. And if you go to my website, everything is right there. The music, the booking, everything. And that's TerrellTRexSimon.live. www.TerrellTRexSimon.live. Everything is there.
Amen. Well, God bless you all. I want y'all to get your praise on for me. Do a little dance. Get your praise on. Wave your hands and give God praise for me. I'm there with y'all in spirit. I appreciate y'all. And whenever y'all ready to come back to this fire gospel experience, I'm giving y'all an open invitation. All you got to do is get in touch with me. I'll be more than happy to have y'all come back as my return special guest. Y'all got it like that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother.
Amen.
Nice to talk to all of you.
Thank
you
so much. Yeah.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you both. I appreciate y'all. Love you in Jesus. Praying for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love me back and pray for me. Amen. Thank y'all for joining.
Amen.
No problem. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. You're talking about some show enough straight up men of God, and I'm not through with them yet, because listen, they doing it big right here on this fire gospel experience. Here's that new music, man of God. Terrell T-Rex Simon was talking about that storm. Everybody's going to go through it, but when you go through it with the Lord, he's a keeper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the storm. It has a ministry.
The storm is a ministry. All these trials come to make me a better me. So now I fight my battles down on my knees, knowing God will give me the victory. The storm is a ministry, and no matter how impossible it may be, I know God is working behind the scenes. He's working it all out for me. The storm is a ministry. All these trials come to make me a better me. So now I fight my battles down on my knees, knowing God will give me the victory.
Victory, yeah.
The storm is a ministry, and no matter how impossible it may be, I know God is working behind the scenes. He's working it all out for me. The storm is a ministry.
The storm is a ministry.
It is.
The storm is a ministry.
It is a ministry.
Don't you know, that that storm is nothing but a ministry? Don't you know that it is only here to keep you strong? Amen. Goes right there. You tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, where we are blessing you with everything that we got in the beautiful, precious name of Jesus, our Savior. He is Lord. Giving you a taste of that 2020 Spin Awards. I sure wish I could be there because I know they're having a wonderful time in the Lord God Almighty. But we're with them in spirit. And here is another young man that I'm sure will bless the Fire Gospel Experience Spin Awards Showcase, talking about man of God, gospel artist, Richie Irby, is letting you know that God is our everything.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, Richie Irby setting it off, talking about he's my everything, and he sure enough is. Want to thank you all for tuning in to this fire gospel experience. Y'all bless me by supporting this ministry, by listening and tuning in, and for your financial donations. Thank you. You can send a donation of any size to keep this fire gospel experience going on, because it's going to go on and on and on. My Cash App is $RRonE60. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to my special guest for those 2020 Spin Award special honorees and personalities. Nina Taylor, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, man of God, Samuel Brown, man of God, Terrell, T-Rex Simon. I appreciate you all for joining me. You all have certainly blessed us with your words of wisdom and your ministry. Want to leave you with these final words of encouragement from none other than Dr. Darius Daniels, amen, from Change Church. He's over there in New Jersey. He says simply, however you start out doesn't determine who you will become. Amen. However you start out doesn't determine who you will become. Thank you, Dr. Darius Daniel, for those words of encouragement. I want to send you an invitation. If you want to join us on this Fire Gospel Experience ministry, you're certainly more than welcome. Thank you again, woman of God, Terrell and Michelle, for those very, very refreshing and very contemporary, urban, intelligent, biblically sound words on Word of Inspiration. Amen. Goes right there. I want to just say I bless y'all over at the 2021 Spin Awards. Yours truly has been nominated for Best Internet Radio Personality. I'm already a winner in Jesus, so it's just wonderful to be in the room with all of you gifted and anointed people of God in the gospel music industry. Whether you be artists or whether you be in the background like myself doing all the broadcasting, you all are called by God, and we are only as strong as our weakest link, so let us stick together. I also want to leave you with new music from Strong Tower Church Choir featuring Marette Clark Brown. Marette Clark Brown, amen, goes right there. Just want y'all to know that God is keeping y'all, he is blessing y'all, and he will always continue to be right there for you. All you have to do is just trust in the Lord with all your heart, and then lean not to your own understanding. Here is Strong Tower Church Choir with Marette Brown Clark. Y'all be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
Demonstrations of your power, miracles, signs and wonders. When a freshman blows in a new world begins to happen, and we're ready to
You can have it. Come on, man.